just tell me your story when we met, and et cetera. Go ahead.
Well, we first met you when you were doing massage therapy, and before you became a chiropractor, and was somewhere in Portland. I don't remember exactly where. Emily Lou went there to help you, for you to help her a couple times with deep massage, and then I went one time, and you helped me, and then I think we might have come down. I'm not sure when you moved down here to McMinnville, but we may have come down here once or twice, and then it got too far, and it just didn't seem to work out. And then you moved over to Milwaukee, I believe it was, and I went over there quite a few times to Milwaukee to see you and have you adjust me. And then after that, you moved to whatever the timeline was. You moved to McMinnville, and then there was kind of a hiatus between Milwaukee and McMinnville. We weren't coming in because of the distance again. But I guess gradually we both came to realize that you were doing the best job of anybody. I can name some others that we went to, but that doesn't really matter. People that were closer to where we lived. But over the long haul, you were doing the best job, the most thorough job, and you seemed to have a bigger, kind of a comprehensive idea of what needed to be done chiropractically. And even you gave us some good information having to do with diet and so forth. So it just sort of evolved. And now I really don't want to go anyone else. I've tried one or two people, three people in the meantime. But coming in here every 3 weeks is really what I'm planning on doing. But thanks to Rowena to get me over here. At my age, 87, and it's just the best thing for me to do, that's all. And I don't really have any plans to go anywhere else, as long as you are still here and put up with me. And I just enjoy being with you, too, because you're a good friend. And you were a good friend, Emmy Lou. And you even came out a couple times. I know one time you bought a sheep. I butchered my own sheep. You bought a lamb from us, a spring lamb. Mm-hmm. Another time you came over and you asked Emmy Lou about advice before you married your present wife, well, your only wife, and you wanted her advice as to what she thought about that. So I don't remember the details of that. She wouldn't need it probably. But so we've had a lot of various and sundry relationship experiences with you, and I don't know, it's just all been good, that's all.